Okay, gentlemen, that appears to complete our agenda for the day. Mr. Lang, do you have anything else for the good of the order?
Nothing new. I will say that we have public hearings, 5 public hearings next Thursday, and we have no exhibit books. Zero.
No exhibit books.
The cutoffs passed.
They're all small. They're all little projects.
Must be. They must, none of them must have had to have gone to plus. Lucky, lucky for them.
They didn't watch last week's public hearings.
There you go.
I did pass out a short questionnaire to everybody. If you could fill them out before you leave, I'll turn them into administration, and they will be put on the website.
All right, sir. Anyone else have anything they wish to add?
Yeah, I have maybe a couple things. I'd like to thank Mr. Lank and Mr. Robertson, I think, for responding to sort of the critique we got from the League of Women Voters. Mr. Lank had responded earlier with some handouts on the back table about the agenda and the process, and Mr. Robertson had emailed us something. I don't know, is that something that we need to discuss at this time?
I just emailed it out for informational purposes. If anybody thought of anything that I forgot that you'd like to add on there, the idea being that, you know, somebody could walk in and grab it and read it and just sort of know how things worked.
That's what we did on those process information. We already had that.
Yeah.
I just pulled it out from the counter, updated it by a couple words, and
is it posted
come
on
back
the
in the back.
The rules are posted on the website. I mean, there wouldn't be a big deal to post this on the website.
Put the
either.
Summary on there, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, it's just, people need to know, wish
and
to know.
The zoning process and the subdivision process is also on site.
There you go.
Supposed to be on the website anyway.
Are they going to be handouts? Or are
well, yeah, what we do is have a stack of them like Lawrence's
there's
things
some in
on
the back
table
now.
In the back. Yeah.
But they can take them.
Yeah.
We keep update and then we put, and then before the meetings, they've asked that we put agendas back there, and we started doing that a few meetings ago. There wasn't anything major in what their comments were.
Okay.
The other thing, gentlemen, I'd like to see if we could get an agreement. Last month, I spent a couple hours with Jennifer Volk, who's with our Delaware Department Natural Resources Environmental Control up in Dover. And Ms. Volk was filling me in on the presidential mandate that Barack Obama signed last May the 12th. These mandates are giving the EPA guidelines for reductions of, amongst other things, TMDLs, point and non-point source pollution into the Chesapeake Bay watershed, which is an extensive watershed encompassing, I believe, 7 states and the entirety of the District of Columbia. Since that time, I've spoken with Councilman Vinson. I've had endorsements from Guy Phillips of the president of the Sussex Farm Bureau, Mr. Izzo in our engineering department, and Mr. David Baker, county administrator, asking if we would consider scheduling Ms. Volk at our May special meeting to come down and give a short and sweet PowerPoint presentation explaining what the impact of this presidential mandate may be, because Mr. Izzo's engineering department has questions, because it will impact, such as the county has an agreement with, I believe, the city of Seaford, which outfalls in the Nanticoke County. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Lank, has an agreement with for the sewer system for Bethel.
Yeah, that's true.
So has Bishop done it?
Yeah. Mr. Vincent had said that he had attended a meeting that didn't seem to be as informational at the Laurel Fire Hall. And he endorsed us having this Jennifer Volk come, you know, for a short and sweet thing, perhaps some question and answer, and if we found it was worthwhile, I'd report to him what our findings were. As Guy Phillips of the Farm Bureau said, if he couldn't attend, at least he would know that he could listen to the audio archive, you know, at any time of day or night, and be brought up to speed. So I think it's, I throw it out there, but I would like to try to schedule her for the end of our May special meeting. And, you know, those that could stay and watch it could do so.
I think that's a great idea, Mr. Smith. I think when we had the Center for Inland Bays here and they did their piece on wetlands and buffers, I thought that was very informative and helpful to commission, and My question is whether or how we would go about inviting other staff, such as administrative staff and engineering staff, if they should choose, if they should be interested in attending.
It wouldn't be a problem. Just notifying that she was going to be present.
Just a question. Was this presidential mandate promulgated by executive order, or
it was,
how was it done?
I can give you what I think the correct answers are. That's why I would rather Ms. Volk come. She's in charge of the program. But my understanding is that it was an executive order, so it bypassed the legislative procedures of the U.S. House of Representatives and the Senate. And at this point, by the time Ms. Volk, if she were to come here in May, it would already be in place for 1 year. And I believe that would leave maybe another 5 or 6 years to be heading towards these goals of the reductions of TMDLs as well as dissolved oxygen and some of the other concerns that they that the EPA says that they're going to make their concerns.
We've had approved TMDLs for some time now.
Mm-hmm.
How many years?
Mm-hmm.
It's been several years.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think those can be changed without some kind of a public hearing process and all that in due course. So I assume that the executive order didn't change any of the standards that have already been set.
Yeah. I wish I could answer that, but she may be able to.
Well, they can't. I mean, yeah. Legally, they have to go through the register, the Federal Register, and that whole process to change mm-hmm. those types of things. And we have this process of our own in the state as well. I would, since it's been implemented for a year, I would assume that the plus comments have incorporated whatever mandates, if there are any, or suggestions in those, since DENREC really handles all that for the council and the commission. We don't have a Department of Environment in the county that I'm aware of. So I'm just wondering, what do we do with the information once we get it?
Well, it would just be
it's information.
Presentation.
Yeah, I don't think we do anything with it.
To bring us up to date.
We just know about it.
We in the past, we've had...
We can do anything about it.
Jessica, what was it? Ms. Watson from the...
Oh, yeah. It's information. Yeah, I understand. Sure. I mean, that's...
Oh, Chris Basin came in from the...
Yeah, Chris Basin came in, did his thing, and... Yeah,
I know some folks from different agricultural interests that aren't particularly happy with the whole process over there. So then, do we invite them in to give point counterpoint to the whole perception of what people read into the executive order and its requirements, or how do we handle the folks that maybe have a differing opinion of that executive order and what it means?
And I think certainly a battle into brewing, I would imagine. I'm sure there are some folks who aren't happy about the way it was done and are going to may very well be challenging it. I don't think there's any harm in finding out what it's all about. We can decide how much, if any, impact that has on us, or if it's I would tend to agree with Mr. Ross that the mandate is taken into consideration at levels above ours, but it certainly won't hurt us to know what's going on.
Or what might be coming down the pike.
I'd like to clarify, I'm not an advocate or an adversary of it, and that's why I said I would rather Ms. Volk try to give answers than me give my interpretation of what I heard.
Would we open the floor for questions from the public,
I don't know, counsel. That would be, I guess, would ask you that. I mean, that it's not like we're going to have a public hearing on it. It's basically an information session.
It's sort of almost considered the same as a workshop.
We're
not necessarily going to open it to the floor.
Right.
You could if you wanted
right.
to.
Right. Yeah, we could if we wanted to. Would not be opposed to that if there was somebody that really wanted to speak, I guess. But
and Ms. Volk
simply would just be a presentation as far as I'm. From what I'm understanding,
I'm just thinking that the Delmont Agriculture Industry may have a,
an avid interest in that discussion.
Well, it's going to occur at a public meeting. It's going to have to be on an agenda, and I would encourage anyone who has an interest or knows of folks who have an interest to let them know it's coming and let them come. They should be here. You know, they should be here to hear what's being said. And if we, I would hesitate to I don't think we want to make it a public hearing necessarily, but. Certainly it has to be advertised, and this is a public meeting, and they can fill every seat in here if they want to. Maybe they should.
I'll be coming before us, assuming that all she's there for to give the commission a presentation, so you probably shouldn't open up to the floor.
Well, I think that's a fair statement. She probably also would be reasonable to make sure she understands that it's a public meeting. Anybody can come and listen to what she's saying. You know, but that there won't be, there really won't, I understand what you're saying, that there won't be public comment. We won't be taking public comment at that meeting.
Yeah. And that would seem as though it would be best directed to her under her auspices or prerogative at some other point.
What's the date on that, Shane? 19th. I won't be here on 19th. Just want you to know.
Well, too bad for you.
Let's see the audio.
Rod, do you have Mrs. Bolt, is it? Her email address or contact?
No. You're going to be here on 19th?
With me today, but I do. I think it's...
You're going to be here?
I might not be.
Oh, really? Yeah. You really want to do it on the 19th?
I can listen to it on
Jennifer Volk at
PDF and PDA and PEC.
From the beach. Yeah, I have it, but I don't have it.
From the folk music stage.
Watershed assessment.
Lawrence would be here.
Okay, gentlemen, anything else for the good of the order today?
We were just discussing how Mr. Lank will not be here on that day, and I may not be, so I don't know if we want to. But then again, June could present the same problem. I mean, I'll go ahead and have it.
Okay.
I can listen to it.
Roddy, will we do the honor of inviting Ms. Bolt?
I will. Yes.
Thank you.
Anything else for the good of the order?